Broadway today is more extravagant than ever. Production budgets are the highest they've ever been. Nearly 24 shows have opened since the beginning of the year. Everything from Illinois, featuring the music of Sufjan Stevens, to Hell's Kitchen, featuring the songs of Alicia Keys, it feels a bit like the Roaring Twenties, appropriate since the current Broadway season also features a musical adaptation of The Great Gatsby. And like the 20s, there are signs of a looming crash. Boris Kochka has a look behind the curtain for his piece in Vulture headlined, "We've Hit Peak Theater." Boris, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks, really happy to be here.
You write that this moment is in some ways the best and worst time to open on Broadway. How so?
There's a lot of variety. There are a lot of shows, a lot of projects that have been in development since well before the pandemic, which was a boom time for Broadway, have been waiting their turn. And what that means is that you can sample anything. If you are into your backstage music drama, you can watch Stereophonic. If you want a big brassy musical, there's Gatsby, of course. If you want Sondheim, there's not only Merrily We Roll Along, but Revival of Sweeney Todd. I mean, you just have your pick. The problem with that is that the audience is just not there. It's about 17% down since before the pandemic, and there's no sign of it really trickling back enough to justify the kind of money that's being put into Broadway right now.
Yeah, not only are audiences down, but the cost of putting on a show is way up.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically ballooned. Some of that has to do with the pandemic and inflation, but we were already on an upswing. And, you know, 20 million used to be the kind of impossible high watermark maybe 5-10 years ago. And now 5 shows at the very least have opened this season that are well over $20 million in capitalization.
And not all of them are still open. Give us an example.
Lempicka, just under 20 million.
Woman is plain, lined, form.
Relatively modest musical with an obscure subject and Eden Espinosa, who is beloved by Broadway fans, but not the kind of giant draw that, for instance, Eddie Redmayne is in Cabaret, never stood a chance. And it's closing this weekend after getting only three Tony nominations. And I think that's the canary in the coal mine for this summer.
Most Broadway shows lose money. That's been true for a very long time. But is it all worth it if one day another Hamilton comes along, or another Wicked comes along? Is this just the nature of the kind of gambling that investing in Broadway shows has always been?
Well, I think this really speaks to the wait-and-see moment that we're in, because there is no Hamilton on the horizon at this point. You know, the top vote-getters for the Tony nominations are going to be fine. But person after person that I talked to, this was right before the nominations, said, you know, there are 15 new musicals up, and I have no idea what's going to get nominated. When nobody has any idea what's going to get nominated, you just don't. Hamilton, even when it was at the public, people were already.
The Public Theater is where it ran before it went to Broadway.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. It was sold out. You had that sense of buzz. You're hearing that a little bit for this off-Broadway commercial production, Oh Mary. We'll see what happens. It's coming to Broadway.
Cole Escola's play about Mary Todd Lincoln.
That's right.
Zany comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. Zany comedy. Is it Hamilton? Probably not.
But, definitely not. Well, I think anyone associated with that production would tell you it is absolutely not Hamilton.
Right. So where is that show that's like this crazy concept and all of a sudden people are flocking to it? That's not happening this season.
Is part of the problem that since the pandemic, people are not flocking to live theater in the numbers they were for reasons that are a long-term, perhaps permanent change, that it's not going to rebound?
Well, all of the trends that we are seeing toward remote, toward streaming, the pandemic accelerated those trends, and those trends have certainly affected theater. You know, somebody's not coming into the office every day and saying, you know what, I'll see a show tonight. They're in their pajamas working, and they don't want to cross the bridge to get into the city. It's a habit of mind that's been broken.
For you, as somebody who not only covers theater, but clearly loves theater, do you look at the offerings on Broadway and think, this is wonderful, it's a smorgasbord? Or do you think, oh God, it is overcapitalized, everything is too expensive, audiences aren't showing up, shows are closing? Like, do you feel a sense of joy or dread?
I really liked Stereophonic, which I saw during my whirlwind week of seeing Broadway shows. You know, I saw some other shows that were not that impressive, but I mean, it's just, I think people are going to want to see it if you can make an event out of it. And the variety is there, but you know, we're still all waiting for that one hit that's just knocking it out of the park. And that I don't quite see.
That's Boris Kochka. His latest piece for Vulture is called We've Hit Peak Theater. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Happy to be here.